Hi, that is Smooth Breeze by Sam Hanks. That is my guest for this evening on my platform. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Phone lines are open if you want to call in and give a shout-out. Solo artist, trumpeter, Sam Hankins returns with a new single. Welcome back, Sam.
Well, how you doing, Brenda? It's good to be back. Good to be back. Good to hear your voice.
Well, you need to update me. Where are you calling from?
Well, Pasadena, California.
All right, Pasadena, California. Hey, so tell us all what you've been working on since the last time you were on my platform. And just a note, this will be our third radio showcase.
Right. Well, with everything going on with the pandemic, I've pretty much been in a closet, pretty much writing music.
Right. Okay.
With the time on my hands and just getting a lot of stuff out of my head, putting the pen to paper and or on computer. Just been doing a lot of writing, doing a lot of practicing, and just kind of waiting for things to sort of open back up and get back to the gigging and playing and getting out there and playing for the fans and stuff like that. But I've been trying to keep myself busy. I'm still teaching some, private lessons online.
Right.
And,
good.
And trying to keep myself busy.
Right. Well, at least you're keeping yourself busy. And this track I'm playing, Smooth Breeze, what year was it released? Somehow I must have missed it. Which album was that on?
Well, that was taken off the Do That Thing CD. That was from 2016.
Okay.
One of my good friends, Ollie Reed, phenomenal sax player, featured him on this track, and some others. We've been working well together. Living in Chicago, relocated from Chicago to near Pasadena, California. So I was taking from Do That Thing CD, 2016.
Okay, I need you to speak into your mic. I need you to introduce yourself to the curious listeners out there. What would you tell them about yourself and how long you've been in the music industry and also in producing music? Go right ahead, Sam.
Sure. Well, like I say, my name is Sam Hankins, and I started, at a very young age, and my father was a musician, singer, vocalist, and as well as my grandmother and uncles, and coming from the church side. And so I kind of grew up around hearing gospel music as well as funk, rock and roll, R&B, as well as classical, And so I just fell in love with music and started off as a singer and eventually went into the trumpet when I was Louis Armstrong. And I said, wow. I said, I want to play something like that, and I want to do that. And it was just one of those things where I went home, I must have been 8 or 9 or 10, so I don't even know how old, but I went home and told my mother, I said, I want to play the trumpet. My mother said, well, your uncle used to play the trumpet, and I think it's under the bed somewhere under your grandmother. So next thing went to my grandmother's and looked under the bed, there was the trumpet, and got it out, and I just started playing and fell in love with it. So I've been doing this for well over close to 40, 50 years of my life playing, playing music, working, touring. And, it's been a wonderful ride. Been enjoying it.
You had performed on stage with a number of legendary artists, including like Al Jarreau, The Temptations, OJs, and even Aretha Franklin.
Yes, it was a joy working for her for a while, in Chicago as well, outside Chicago. It was schooling, every time I was fortunate to work with a lot of great artists, it was always about schooling, learning, picking something up, and learning how to, perform and how they, can reach an audience, So it's just been great just to hang out with these phenomenal musicians as well as talking to them and hearing their story. And then you understand why they are where they are right now. You know, the perseverance that they had to make and the sacrifice. And so it just made me work a little harder and say, you know what, if they can do it, I can do it.
Right.
So I've just been pushing and not giving up. You know, and as always, I tell my students, I say, you keep doing it long enough, you keep throwing something at the wall, something's going to stick. You know, it may be a speck. But something's going to stick, and someone, someone's going to at least say, you know, I like what he's doing, or he or she's doing, and I really want to invest. I want to have this person. And so, you know, the bottom line is, is there anything you want to do, either if it's science or math or whatever your career you want to do, you know, you just can't give up. You just got to keep trying.
Right.
Lord, let me tell you, there's going to be a lot of no's in your lifetime. I think I heard more no's than I heard yes.
And
that's one thing you just got to keep, pushing through, because there's always going to be a no. There's always someone. You're not going to reach everyone. Someone's not going to like you, how you play, this or that. But, you know, there's billions of people out here that, you know, someone would like what you're doing.
Right. And thank you for that information. Wow. Wow. We're going to go into the mentioning the newest single, It's Okay. And I've seen the video on that. Yeah, I love that video. I love the sound, the melody. What inspired you to write that and produce that track, Sam?
Well, I think it came out of the pandemic. You know, it came out of what's going around the world, and just how people are treating each other, and just not seeing the day the light at the end of the tunnel. And I guess I wanted to just write something uplifting, saying that it's gonna be okay. And so I always had that in mind, but I didn't think I was going to use that as the title of this single. You know, it was just an inspiration that I wanted to write. And so basically that's what came out of it. It is a pandemic. And just assuring, everyone or my fans that it's okay. It's going to be fine. We're going to get through this. And so that's basically how it turned out. And I have a lot of great musician friends who helped me out. I told about this little project I wanted to do. And Bickley Rivera, who's playing the steel drums, she was a tremendous help, helping me putting things together as well as the video. And David McLaurin on keyboards, and Will Howard playing bass. He did a lot of mixing and mastering and then helped me produce the single. And Joe Del Rosio, great friend, great guitar player. He's everywhere. He's a man. And being a fan. Ben Pham was playing drums on this track. So they all took to it, They just said, sure, we'll help you out. And next thing you know, things start coming back and get some tracks and they start putting things together. And so it was, like I said, that was the inspiration. It was a lot of fun making the video as well, And so my wife had a lot more to do with that. She was taking most of the videos.
Okay. So, all right, Sam.
Yeah, so big shout out on big shout out with her. She's in front of the camera. Move here.
Yeah.
Go here. Okay. I said, okay, no problem. Just move,
Okay.
But basically, that was the inspiration.
All right. Well, I love the video, but we're going to stop talking so much, and we're going to play this track. It's okay. This is Sam Hankins. Be right back. Well, all right, Sam Hacking. Sam, it's okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
And give information what they are waiting on is where they can listen to this track, the newest track, It's Okay. And where it can be purchased at on any of the music outlets online, Sam. Go right ahead.
Oh, yeah, sure. You can purchase it at Amazon. You can go to, iTunes as well. Just your major outlets. It is there. Just type in Sam Hankins. It's okay. You can also find it on my website. It's www.samhankinsmusic.com. You can find it just about, Spotify and this other major music outlets. It's out there. Go for it.
All right. And go ahead and give your social media information as well as your website info.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you can find me on Facebook, BandDaddy01, or you can type in my name. I also have Do That Thing Facebook. You can catch me on there as well. I have a Nothing Between Us Facebook. I have several pages.
Yeah.
You can find me on Sam's Funk, Sam Groove Funk, page. You can find me on Twitter as well as Instagram, BandDaddy01. And like I say, my website, you can find me at www.samhankinsmusic.com.
All right, now. Thank you for that information, Sam. So I do have one other single called Carol's Dream. Now, before I spin it at the end of the show, what's the story behind that track, Carol's Dream?
Well, it kind of says itself. I wanted to write something, to show my appreciation as well as my love to my wife, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
And, sacrifice and put up with a musician. And only musicians' spouses understand this, understand the musician, But any spouse, male or female, who's with a musician, it's not an easy life, And it's a lot of sacrifices, going broke a lot and wonder where the next paycheck's going to be and when the next gig's going to be. So, I just wanted to write something, show my appreciation, show my love, and just write a tune for my Carol, and her dreams is for me to make it. that's basically where the inspiration comes from. And she liked it. When I wrote the song, she said, "Oh, I like that." I said, "Well, that's yours."
Yeah.
Well,
I love it too. I love the melody too. I really do. And as we move along, do you have any scheduled future events coming up? Any gigs per se?
Not at the time. I'm in the process of working on some things. I did a show not too long ago. I did some jazz showcase, and I'm hoping to get back into that. Do a feature of Freddie Hubbard. I wanted to do a tribute to Freddie Hubbard, so I may do a jazz showcase here in California. So I'm kind of working on it. It's probably be in June or July, but at this time, no gigs, not that
okay.
I can say, But I will be putting them out on my website as well.
Thank you. I was going to ask you that. And also, any other future music projects to come you want to tease and let us know about?
Oh, yes. Here's the big teaser. The track that you played, at first, Mr. Ollie Reed, I wrote another song to feature him. I'm playing on it as well, but it's supposed to feature him. And hopefully this single should be, I'm shooting for mid-June. If I can get out of sooner, I will, but it's probably mid-June or end of June. And it's basically featured him, but it's entitled Pasadena Groove. And boy, it's grooving. When I was sitting there writing it, I kept laughing. I kept thinking, this is fun. And So I shout out to my friend Ozzie Reed. I say, you know, I kind of had a little sax line on here, you know. I say, hey, you know, what do you think about this? But I sent the track to him, and I say probably maybe no more than 10 minutes. He hit me back and said, man, that's it. That's it. I want, you know, he loved it. He just, and so if he's happy with it, I'm happy with it. So hopefully,
right.
look for the next single, you know, featuring Ozzie Reed as well as Sam Hankins here.
Wow.
Entitled Pasadena Groove.
All right, now. Y'all heard that? I'll be waiting. I'll be grabbing my hands and squeezing in my earbuds. Like, what Sam got here? What Sam got? And I would like to ask you this, Sam. You play two mm-hmm. different type of trumpets. Can you give us information mm-hmm. about that?
Oh, yeah. Like that. You know, so everyone knows what the trumpet looks like. It's very long, slender, with three vowels. And I also play flugelhorn, and that's a little bigger, you know. That's what you see me playing on the video. And that's why I laid the track down of It's Okay. I was playing the flugelhorn. So the flugelhorn's a little bit bigger, and it gives you a little more darker, bellow sound. Yeah.
I've never seen nothing like that before. That's a new one on me. So I had to ask you that question, but I love the video.
Sure.
Wow.
Thank you
for that information. Thank you.
No problem.
What is that ultimate desire, Sam Hankins, of what you wish your fans out there to get out of this new single and any of all your music?
I hope they get enjoyment from my music, and I'll just put a smile on their face and just, you know, touch something that they, you know, they can look back on and, oh, man, I remember that. I just like the big type of music where your neck is popping, you know, your neck is moving, your head is moving, you know, and, you know, then it gets to where it's just like your upper lips start moving up and you're getting that stink eye, you know, and your foot is tapping, and you take off your shoes and throw it at somebody, you know. So I just want my music to, you know, to touch people, and you know, the ultimate goal is to keep writing and producing and touring and playing, you know, and just like everyone else, you know. I just like to entertain. I love entertaining people. I love performing, and you know, I feel like I paid my dues, you know, playing with a lot of great people, and you know, it's just, I just want to get back what I have, you know, what I have been taught, and that's what I try to tell all my students, you know, is that, you know, you have a gift, you have a talent, you know, it's good that you can use it, but it's also to share it with everyone. It's not just for you to be selfish, you know, you know, you need to share it, you know.
Thank you.
That's my ultimate goal.
Thank you for that information. But you know what, I want to ask you this. That track, Do That Thing, you really twirled my head around on that one. You really twirled my head. I mean, twirled my head on that one. I had to do a double take. I like, he did that. He sure did it. Are you going to do another track like that again?
Oh yeah. I got stuff in the pot cooking, and after the single, you know, I'm looking, you know, to be able to look for my next CD. It's coming, you know. I just, you know, during the pandemic, you know, usually the singles is just kind of like the most common thing, because, you know, it's just it's very difficult to pull out a lot of 8-10 tracks, and you know, it's just. For me, I'm not saying for anybody else, but just for me, it just works well right now during this time to do the singles. But eventually, you know, my CD is going to come out, and that's where I want to start touring and playing. You know, I can be able to play the CD and stuff like that.
Right. So. Well, Sam, you're so full of many surprises, and they'll be so good after people hear from. You're a blessing. You sure are a blessing.
No, thank you.
You're more than welcome to give a shout out to all the persons that have put up with you during the making of this new single. Matter of fact, during the times of the making of all of your music. So if you have names you want to give a shout out to, go right ahead right now.
Well, I think I pretty much shout out the names that who helped me on the It's Okay, you know, Dickley Rivera, David McLaurin, Will Howard, Joe DeRozio, and Ben Pham, and, you know, and Ozzie Reed, and you know, just all those who just been by my side, and, you know, and like I said, I can't forget my wife, you know, Carol, Carol Ann Hankins, and she's been a big support, doing and let me, you know, do what I need to do, and she just been a great support, and just all my fans. I mean, especially the people who hung with me, and since I came out in, you know, 2010, 11, something like that, you know, as a solo artist, you know, and just the people been just sticking with me for so long, and they've been with me, and so I really appreciate my fans, and thank you from the bottom of my heart. I really appreciate it.
All right, and that hopefully let's continue. And as we move in slowly to close the showcase, it's been very much fun with you, Sam. You're always welcome to come back. And I hope you come back with that new music CD in the next couple of months. And any words of encouragement you would like to give as we close out the show? We're still dealing with this crazy pandemic. Any encouraging words you want to give?
Well, I'd just like to say that everyone out here has a gift and has some talent, you know, if it's not in music or if it's in whatever. Don't give up. Even though you feel like you want to give up, you want to quit, you feel like you're never going to get anywhere, don't stop, because Lord has something for you. Everyone has a gift. Everyone has a talent, and he knows what he's doing. You just got to sit back and enjoy the ride. Let him control the car. You don't.
Right. Well, thank you, Sam. Thank you so much. You have a blessed evening.
Thank you, Brenda.
Carol, thank you for keeping your man on top. And come back, Sam. I love your music. I love your work ethic. Keep teaching.
Yep.
And keep doing your music thing. And
thank
this
you,
is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out for Let's Jazz It Up. Good night, everyone.